we already have a lot of data where vaccine people really get better after chlorine dioxide. And this is very, very important because in the beginning we did not know, so we said, okay, we don't know. Right now we know, and this is, I know, I want to say scientifically, we know that the spike protein that's in the vaccine is denaturated by chlorine dioxide. So this is really the big stuff. We know that the protein has the vaccine has other stuff too inside, like graphene oxide and magnetite and other particles. But the worst is the spike protein, because we have been seeing that the endothelial cells are reproducing it, and with chlorine dioxide we have be able to show really that you can eliminate these vaccines from your body in a very high amount using chlorine dioxide simply by drinking it. I would like to ask Pedro to explain, because I think this is one of the most important things for the people to understand.
Thank you very much, dear teacher, Andreas Kalker. I have two groups of patients daily, in a daily basis, almost from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. every day, two groups. The first group is the vaccinated patients that unfortunately they didn't know nothing about chlorine dioxide before their vaccination. That's the first group. Vaccinated patients with no knowledge about chlorine dioxide. So they ask me, I feel very bad, doctor. I have my leg very bad. I have like a thrombosis. I have a chronic headache. I can't sleep. It's crazy. It's very crazy to have all these vaccinated people every day. So they start to take chlorine dioxide solution. They start to take it immediately after going at my consultation. And so the next meeting with me, they feel much, much better. Not better, much, much better. Okay. And the other patients are that they, their boss or their the place where they work, they put in the condition that a mandatory vaccination, because if they don't do this, they take out of their jobs. But they previously of the vaccination, they were taking chlorine dioxide solution. That's the other group of patients that I have. So the patients that received the shot and were taking CDS, they don't have any symptoms. And that I have been proving this in a daily basis since the start of the vaccination. So as my teacher told, we confirm that CDS solution for vaccinated patients is like their ticket for their lives, because unfortunately we have been reading that patients that don't take CDS and are vaccinated, if they don't take CDS or do something, we don't know what is going to be their future. I am very sad to say this, but we don't know the future of the vaccinated people in the next 2 years. We don't know what is going to happen with all of them that does not take CDS.